Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Indeed. I'm in the room with Anna Coddington. Hello, and you've got a cute little guitar with you as well, can I just say?
I have, thank you. Yes, a Larivate's Canadian.
Very nice. It looks like it's got a little bit of vintage to it.
I brought it brand new, but I've had it for quite a few years now. So, yeah, in my mind, it still looks new, but I can see that in reality, when I look at it properly, yeah, it's a little bit beat up now.
How much guitar do you play when you're not doing Anna Coddington stuff? Do you play guitar with Fly My Pretties?
Yep. Right. I play guitar with Fly My Pretties. I was playing guitar with Julia Deans last year at some point.
Sweet.
Bits and bobs. Mm. Yeah.
But now,
yeah, I love it.
You've released a single.
I have, just today, this very day.
Right on. It's exciting. I like it when it comes out and the person's in front of me. It's like, what an exciting day for you.
It is an exciting day for me. I mean, yeah, sure.
And you're blasting off around the country. You're starting from the bottom and coming up. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had to do a little bit of a reshuffle when we went back into lockdown.
The situation we're in.
The scenario.
Good on you, though, for giving it a nudge, like getting out and getting amongst. You're playing a bunch of spots.
Yeah, totally. I'm really excited because this single that's come out today is the first from a new album, which is all but finished. We're just in the final stages. So I've got all these new songs, and I haven't toured for a long time. Like, my last album came out 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like I needed to just kind of ease myself out there and just air out the new songs.
Yeah.
So it's pretty... you know, like small venues, just solo, just me and my guitar, and it's going to be super fun.
The single's called The Saint, and program director Sarah said it was motherhood related.
Yeah, totally.
What's the parent, like
a mihi to the parents.
Right on.
Yeah, well, I've got two young kids, and I feel like this song and other parts of the album as well are me kind of processing the transition into motherhood, because mm-hmm. it's quite a vibe. Like, it's quite a new place to end up, and you have to really change a few things around and come to terms with there's a lot of acceptance involved.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of you're pregnant and you're naive and you're like, I'm just gonna make music while the baby sleeps. It's gonna be
carry
fine.
On with my life.
I'm still gonna do karate two times a week.
You do karate. That buzzed me out.
I used to do karate.
Isn't karate for life?
I mean, yeah, totally.
Have you watched Cobra Kai?
Bro.
Wait, the first season's okay. Don't watch the second season.
No, I'm already halfway through the second season, and I still love it. For the record, I have put my karate pants on twice in the last week and gone onto my deck to practice kata, all because of Cobra Kai.
It's like a second coming for karate, eh? Like,
I hope so, because it's so great. And I mean, I am not joking when I say that I was practicing my kata because of Cobra Kai. But it reminded me how amazing karate is and what a massive part of my life it is. And that's just one of the things that when you have kids, they are the main priority. And that's what you want, and that is as it should be. But everything else moves down a peg, and that's totally fine. But it's kind of, this song is more about doing your best in all of this, which is not always you don't always get it right.
You often
get it wrong, and your best is good enough.
Right on. Did you find, I was actually chatting to my brother today, and he's had a couple of kids, and he's reflecting on like our parents and how they sort of got it done, and how you just kind of like, you know, when you think, man, they're just kind of making it up. We're just kind of making it. We've got a bit more internet and stuff like that, so we can kind of fact check a little bit more. But it would have been a bit more grayer back in the day, like, you know.
Yeah, totally. And it's like, and kids are just, they want constant information, and they always have questions about things. And there's actually a line in the song that is like making it up as I go kind of thing. And my son's always asking me these questions, and I find myself answering them with complete authority, even if I don't know what I'm talking about, you know. So it's kind of about that. You want to be this kind of really reliable, solid thing, but actually you're just a person with your own issues.
It's a bit of a front.
And one day the kind of the veil is lifted, and you look at your own parents and you're like, you're just like a dude.
Yeah.
You know,
right on.
My dad, raglan guy, weed smoker, just, you know, like just a person. It's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tour's kicking off Thursday, the 24th of September, and then goes to the 16th of October with, looks to be about 8 dates.
Yeah. Roughly.
Powerful little switch. How are you travelling that?
I'm doing some flying and some vehicle hire. Yeah, driving down to Tauranga for that one. And yeah, just it's just going to be me, two guitars.
I was going
to
say, how big is your, is just solo as?
Just me, yeah, me. I mean, you know, like I always wanted it to this to be small, kind of building into the album coming out and stuff, but we've had to make it level 2 compliant, so it's even smaller.
So like, make the band smaller so you can get more people in there.
The tickets are super limited and some of them are almost out, but... if we go to level 1 on Monday, we might be able to like open it out a bit more, kind of thing. But
yeah,
so there's still tickets for most of the shows, I think.
Okay, well, I reckon because you got the guitar there ready to go, I'll just gas this down and we'll make sure that's enough.
How's that? How's
okay, kind of spot. It's a little bit boomy.
Bit boomy? Okay, like work your magic.
Yeah.
Amazing. So
that
professional.
Might be better. I don't know.
Great. All right, so this is... an acoustic version of my new single, The Saint, The Stain.
Right.
I just have to burp quietly off the mic before I do
there's
it.
There's a little good buzz kombucha coming out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. It was delicious and worth the embarrassment. I'm not much one for the spirits, the magic or the prayers, but I hung you up a dream catcher on the wall beside your bed, and you still wake up crying my name and other things. I can't decode at 3 a.m. but the sun rises again, and you've got the right to expect
as I go. But I look at you and cannot but believe in something greater than myself, in something great in me. Take a no when you can wear them down to yes, and never do what's done when you can undo it instead. Cursing under her breath when
my gosh, screaming from the background.
We've got screaming on cue at BFM.
That was lovely.
Anna Thank Coddington you. In the studio. Got a text here. Geez, Anna, bloody tune.
Oh, bloody tune. Tunes. Thank you, listener.
Tune's a classic, eh?
Yeah, tune.
Very nice. Hey, where do people go to get tickets to this situation, by the way?
Loop.co.nz. Yep. Okay, man. They've got all the stuff up there.
Pay for everyone to kind of book, I guess, with this stuff, eh?
Yeah, definitely, because, it is level 2 limited for now, and it kind of won't really be clear when or whether we can extend it, hopefully, on Monday, but especially for Auckland. Auckland's at the wine cellar, so it's...
Yeah, we're not really in a walk-up kind of zone anyway, you know?
It's not really the vibe.
Yeah.
But I think Auckland's only had 4 tickets left last time I checked yesterday, so we will probably end up adding another, set in the... on the night or the night before or something like that.
And what will you be playing? Have you obviously got a record on the way?
I have, yeah. So it'll be a lot of songs off that, a lot of the new songs. And the record, by the way, has been produced by Lips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is my friend Steph Brown and Finn Eichner. And they've done an amazing job of it. They've put lots of great stuff on there. But, so this tour will be great to kind of test the songs in their original form, you know, just with the guitar.
You know, it's a good song if you can play it on the guitar.
Exactly.
Know what I mean?
That's how I feel, and that's what I'm hoping will happen. But we'll see. You know, you never know. It's right always on. Different when you play a song to somebody else. You hear it new.
Well, and it's about this time I just go, hey, can you play us another one?
Sure. Why not? Hey, kia ora. Okay, well, I'll play another new one. And since it's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, I'm going to play this one. It's called Night Class, and it's about my journey learning Te Reo Māori as a Māori through night classes, which I've done altogether at least 6 years of, I reckon.
Recommend?
Highly recommend. But it comes with a bit of a warning. There's a lot of language trauma, a lot of intergenerational trauma for Māori especially, and that's what this song is about, because my story is a lot of people's story. A lot of Māori of my generation have the same story, which is our grandparents were native speakers and they were punished for speaking te reo at kura or whatever. So they didn't teach our parents, and so we never had the option. But what's really cool and interesting now is my generation, we have our kids and they're going to, a lot of us are sending them to Māori medium education. So my kids are in Kohanga Reo and Kura, like my son's in a Rūmaki unit at Richmond Road School, which is full of immersion.
So it's all like reo-based?
Yeah, it's full immersion education. So a lot of my generation...
They're so lucky, man.
That's awesome. They're lucky, yeah. A lot of my generation's going to these night classes to support their language learning journey.
So do you go through stages where the whole house is like covered in stickers saying what everything is?
Yeah, I'm more of a list person, so I made lists and put the list up in the kitchen.
My mate's dad was doing it one time, and it was just the whole house
totally.
Was just like...
Yeah. But we've moved through that. I'm good enough to not need those lists around the house anymore. But I've just started getting corrected by my 6-year-old. He's like, Mum, don't speak Māori because you're doing it wrong. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, it stings. It cuts. It really burns. But it's cool. So yeah, it's a real journey, and it's kind of about that larger process and about language as whakapapa, like it, all of that. Anyway, here's the song. You know what? I'm just gonna... because I'm professional, but I won't play the intro again. Happy birthday, babe. Here's a hand over your mouth. Mother's tongue, father's lung, we blew the candle out. Made a wish for you. Pick the fingers from in between your teeth.
expect the leaf to grow. So take a night class, it's a big ask to reshape the tree. And I don't expect a miracle.
She's got such an accurate voice. It's like spot on.
Thank you. I have been practicing.
Yeah, no shit.
For my tour.
But for a few years.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've been doing this. I do know, I was thinking on the way here, I was like, I think I've been coming up to BFM doing interviews for 20 years.
You said it's been a minute, eh? When was the last time you were here?
Oh, I don't know. Probably when my last album came out, like 4 years ago.
If you want to feel better, we've been around for 50.
So. Great. That does. Yeah. I'm fresh. I'm totally fresh. Yeah.
Anna Coddington, go ahead and check out loop.co.nz, and the tour kicks off on the 24th of September, rolling up through the country with some mint little support acts.
Yeah.
Well totally. Done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Right on, anytime.
All right.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.